For instance, some steadfast characters, probably the biggest one would be like James Bond. If you think of James Bond's Bond films, he's not, in most cases, a changed character. Now, there's a real good reason for that, is they want to have him do, you know, a series of movies. You don't want the different character every time, because you've already established that this is a character that everybody likes. But there will always be, in the ones that seem to work best, you will see that there's someone, usually one of the bad guy's women, who acts as the obstacle who changes. Okay, I mean, if you think of Goldfinger, you've got Pussy Galore, who is the one who's he has the most rapport with, and she has the most impact on him, right? She's the one, he remains steadfast, and his steadfastness forces her to change.
Now keep in mind that the focus is on the objective story,
which
in James Bond's pictures will be underplayed, yet if it was not there, the story would not be a story, it would simply be a tale, because it only deals with one side of the issue.
Also, in that particular example, the issue of steadfast or change is really almost not a question. I mean, how many people really thought that possibly James Bond might give up? Very, very little. That's why the issue of the change is given about as much import. Pussy Galore is changed. She calls the FBI or the whomever, the government. She changes the gas from being a lethal gas to nothing, and therefore, you know, James is able to save the day. And the throwaway line is, well, I must have appealed to her maternal instincts. I mean, that's the throwaway line. But it's important because we know that she changed. It wasn't just taken for granted that, well, what happened? It was addressed.
And that's how it was the key to the success of the story, even though she was hardly the protagonist.
Another steadfast character is Dr. Richard Kimball in The Fugitive. Can you imagine if he got up toward the end and goes, oh, well, I guess I'm going to go to Bermuda. I'm going to just forget this whole thing, and I'm going to escape and get out of here and not worry about who is the one responsible for killing my wife. He's a steadfast character, so who is his obstacle, and who's the character that actually changes?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, right, Tommy Lee Jones' character, who is
Gerard,
thank you. And how do we know that he's changed? Remember, it happened. The change, like in the James Bond one, happens off screen, but there is a clue as to the fact that a change has happened. It's right in the very last scene when he gets into the car with Tommy Lee Jones.
Takes off the handcuffs.
Yeah, that's an indication, but that isn't necessarily. I mean, they've got zillions of police around there. What's he going to do? Run away? It's like. However, he says, I thought you, Dr. Richard Kimball says, I thought you didn't care. And Tommy Lee Jones' character, Gerard, says, don't tell anyone. And remember, early on, the first physical confrontation they had, it's like, I didn't do it, I did it. It's like, I don't care. So that is the way that we know which one remains steadfast and which one changed. And that's where the meaning comes from.